This place you're allowed to take things out of the burning house. It can be a courtyard that is going towards Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't have a roof on top of it. It's double Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, it looks a little bit like Rishus HaRabim. Whether it's a yard or it's a pathway. Mishum. Now, which we said before, these limitations, you only have to take enough food for the meals of Shabbos, especially the kiyum that you need. That is only in these places that may be confused with Shushu Rabbim. But to take from your house to somebody else's house, when you made everything from the two houses,
So
the Molinian opinion that we're saying now holds that this whole limitation of what you take out is because you may inadvertently take from there and also to the Rishus HaRabim, because this area looks like a Rishus HaRabim. Was a public open courtyard or open path that was walls around it, but it's only a path, which also is open on the top. There's no ceiling on it. So therefore, we're concerned if you let the person take out what he wants into that area, you may take it to Rishus HaRabim. But to take it to somebody else's house, or to take your private garden, courtyard, those places are not Torahim of Rishus HaRabim. According to this opinion, you could take whatever you want over there.
But there's a more stringent opinion that says that since the concern over here is not necessarily because you're going to carry something to Rishus HaRabim,
it's too involved in saving things to make come to put out a fire, then there's no difference between whether the place you're taking it to looks in some degree like Rishus HaRabim or doesn't look like Rishus HaRabim at all. The Mishnah Berurah says one can be lenient on this issue. So if you have the private courtyard or to take them to a neighbor's house when they made everything to them, in this trying situation, one can take whatever he wants to those areas. Yeah, one looks like. Yud Beis, Sif Yud Beis. Kol Kis Vekodesh Matzilim, or Idnit Vizne Adreka, Vekorim Vem, Afil Ksum Becholosha. Initially there was a halacha that you're not allowed to read the scriptures in the foreign languages. But nowadays the halacha is because there's a need for it, and Divrei Torah and the holy scriptures can be written in foreign language, and therefore they have Kedusha, and therefore they have to be saved on Shabbos. We don't have limitations to how much you can save them. Mishnah Berurah says their Torah Shebichtav, which is Tanakh, has preference over Torah Shebaalpeh. So it's even bigger Kedusha. The person has a Chumash, Torah Shebichtav, and he has Torah Shebaalpeh. Somebody's foreign, Machreinim, Rishonim, that he borrowed from somebody else. If you have to pay them for the damages, even so, you have to take care of the Torah Shebaalpeh first. So of a dead body that is in the fire that comes before everything. From the Odom comes first. So it's a hard story for this person. He has all his Kedushin written up over there. And he has a Chumash, he has to first take care of the Chumash. Like we said, nowadays, different things can be written in every language, and you also let it write down Torah Shebaalpeh. The initial halacha was you can only write down Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebaalpeh, after you transmitted generation to the next by heart. But since we don't have the memory that people had, and today we don't have concentration, but the focus as well people have, if they permitted everything to be written down in every language. So as much as it's a usable sefer, you should save it by the fire. Continues the Mechaber. Rafilik Stuvim Besam Vesikra Umbechol Dova. Even if it's not written in the type of inks that a kosher for writing gives a kodesh, red ink, or some other type of inks. With Saraloha, gives a kosher have to be written in Loshna Kodesh and with Dio, a special type of black ink. Once somebody showed me a material that was handwritten in blue ink. So it's a nice piece of artwork, but not a kosher for since you can learn from these svarim that are written in other languages or different colors, when they are not usable anymore, you have to put them in Gnesia. The same thing applies. I used to have a piece of paper that had a list of different brachas. Also was permitted, and therefore you also have to save it from being destroyed. That was a gal-aid between Yaakov and Lovin. Even though it's written in Aramaic, but still since it's part of the Kisvei Kodesh, it has Kedusha. And he saved it from a fire, and he has to put in Shabbos. The Kidna Tamin Lahot, so other words in Tanakh that are written, are also in Aramaic.
even Shekosvay Targum, or Rosh Nacha, Shreish Namakimba. Also something that's written in any other language that people in town understand. Also has a Heter nowadays. There is opinion, if you want to be Machmer, the Rana, the name of the writer, says that you're not allowed to read Kitzur Kosher in foreign language unless you don't understand. Once again, I might, there's not as a, we just a blanket Heter. I think as long as the content is good, you can read it. The whole Tevet Torah that's 90% worn out, but you still have words that you add the letters and the words together, you'll have 85 letters. That's also enough. Oshish Paskor, who has one name of Hashem that remains in Sefer Torah, Tzad Kedusha, and the Meir should save it from the fire, and also for the Ganesha. That which we said, that a Sefer that's less than these 85 letters, is not, you don't save it from the fire, that's only expected that, but you do have to put into a Ganesha. Because Ganesha, even if you drill into the Sefer to bind it, that, paper that comes out of it, or a worm ate the sefer and this crumbled paper that's left from the worm, that's also needs Ganesha since it was used for Kidna Tosh.